had a great opportunity to go live at The Ohio State University. Again, this is the second time we've done the show live there. Enjoy having a great big audience of really excited faculty and students at a great big program out there in Columbus, Ohio. So thanks to the faculty and staff for having us back out there. We got into a range of subjects in these two episodes that we're releasing from Ohio State. Leadership, finding out who you are, and how far your education can take you. And when you decide that it's done, hint, it's never done. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Talking about your education never ending. Owens Recovery Science, educating clinicians on how to use BFR in their clinical practice around the country and around the world. Find out more at owensrecoveryscience.com or with their new podcast now on iTunes. All right, our next guest has been a physical therapist for 22 years. He was the co-director of the OSU Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapy Fellowship and is now a rehab manager at OSU Sports Medicine. Let's hear it for Paul Tadak. Paul, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Your job title is co-director of the OSU Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapy Fellowship.
Used to be.
But now you are the rehab manager at OSU Sports Medicine.
Yes.
So that's all internally with the school? Like, how's that set up?
Basically, we have outside clinics, and we have the sports med clinic out in Gahanna, and I manage that rehab clinic over there.
So are you seeing people in the community?
Yes.
Students from the school, athletes, or?
Good question. I get that asked all the time. We see people from the community. We don't see, the athletic department has their own PT, and then the students usually go, if they're local here, they go to what's called the RPAC or the Crane.
Or they go to Hofbräu House and just drink it away until it doesn't hurt anymore.
Or they treat themselves.
Or they treat themselves.
Or each other.
What's your PT backstory? How'd you come to this profession?
I was working as a garbage man during college.
No, you weren't. Really?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes, I was. And so,
waste management. I learned
waste
that
from management.
The Sopranos taught me that.
I had to pay my way. Yeah. And then I was also playing rugby, and I got hurt, and I ended up going to a physical therapist, and I said, man, I can do this. My twin sister said, you're not that smart, because I cheated off her all the time.
Yeah. And so... That is smart.
Yes. And so, but I was like, this is it. This is what I really want to do. My grades were terrible, but I buckled up, got my grades really, really up there. And then I applied to Damon College in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I was on the wait list. And then finally I got in.
Got the call.
Somehow, it was a miracle because, honestly, I never thought I could do it. So,
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I was the same thing. I mean, I was a communications major, man. I mean, I was in the college radio station just going, I don't know, I just want to make sure we're playing rock music real loud. So my grades were less than stellar. And I didn't have a twin sister to study off of or cheat off of, so I was probably even worse off. But good for you for persisting and knowing that's what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Something interesting about you, you're fluent in a language that a lot of people aren't.
So both my parents are deaf, and I'm fluent in sign language.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So how, what was it like in the home? Was it signing and speaking, or how does that work?
So I have three sisters. So, you know, obviously we talk. My mom you can understand her better. She was a teacher at the deaf school. My dad, he can't, he was a factory worker, but he can't read lips or anything. But yeah, a lot of yelling and a lot of, if we got angry, there was no one stopping us.
It was like my household too, though, just because my parents were excited. What did that experience teach you? That's got to be some unique insight.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not, so you accept people more. So I grew up, you know, everybody stares at you when you sign. Parents, kids weren't bad. It was the parents that were actually pretty bad growing up. But then when I became a physical therapist, I said, I'm not going to treat anybody that way. The crazy story, I'm working at St. Mary's Hospital in Huntington, West Virginia. A physician was freaking out over this patient, and they put something down like dementia or it's not right. And I just had a complete conversation with this patient. So I approached the physician, and I said, I can help you with this patient here. They didn't have sign language or a sign language interpreter, and completely changed this course of care for this patient. And I'm like, man, how many people does this happen to throughout? Yeah. So it's really opened my eyes to a lot of the people that are in need or don't have the support with them.
Yeah, I wanted to key on that.
Yep.
Sometimes,
like you are the perfect person in the perfect position. And sometimes we don't act because we just assume, well, someone else will do it or mm-hmm. someone else is going to do this. But don't assume that, because sometimes you are perfectly ready and you might be the only person mm-hmm. that can help that other person in that particular situation.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk about that. Yeah. So leadership is something that is near and dear to your heart in terms of developing education, leadership. Why leadership? What does that really resonate with you?
Well, it all starts with a conversation I had with Mike about 4 years ago. I was the co-director of the fellowship, but I felt I can do more. And I met with Mike and I said, Mike, I can do more. You know, I kind of want to grow in the field of physical therapy here at OSU. And we talked, and we usually joke around most of the time, and we talk about maybe 3% of the time, something serious. But he asked me a question, and he brought it up earlier, and he asked me, well, who are you as a leader? What do you value? And I couldn't answer that question. And that I danced around, and after our conversation, I sat in my car, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm 44 years old at the time, and I'm going, I don't even know who I am. I don't know what my values are. You think you know, but when somebody puts you on the spot and asks you that question, it changed everything for me. And so I was on a mission to figure that out, and I was lucky enough to have a mentor, a coach. Her name's Syl Gray over at the Education Development and Resources, and she took me through a series of steps figuring out who I am so I can answer that question, who are you as a leader? And afterwards, I had more clarity. I had confidence. I knew where I was going, but I'm 44. And I said to myself, Jesus, man, why didn't anybody come to me and ask me or tell me this stuff back right. when I was in my 20s or earlier in my career? And so then a light bulb went off. And when you put John DeWitt and I in a room, when we have ideas, it gets a little crazy. But I went to John and I said, I asked myself, where's my circle of influence? And it was in the residencies and fellowships. And I said, what we're focusing on right now is we're teaching them to be better clinicians. We're teaching them a lot of technical skills and things like that, but we don't have anything intentional about teaching them leadership skills. And I've seen a lot of these students, residents, fellows, follow a path that's really not for them, but they think they have to do that. So they're not happy. They're burned out. And so I talked to John and I said, John, we need to add this to our fellowships and residencies. And right away he was like, yep, absolutely. And we started can you get a lecture going in 2 months? And so that's how it all rolled out pretty quickly. And then it snowballed from there.
That's a really cool beginning and origin story. Was you were asked a question, good question on you, I might save that one. You were asked a question and you were honest in that you didn't have the answer.
I faked it though.
Of course, yeah, yeah. I would fake it all the time, yeah, it's my profession. But then you sat there and you were like, oh my gosh, like you reflected, which I'm sure, do you guys have to do like reflection journals? I'll tell you, I hated it in PT school and I would just write them all like the day before they were due, but I actually reflect now and it helps a lot. So you reflected in that car saying, I don't know the answer to this, but then you did something about it. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that was it Sylvia?
Yeah.
Did she give you like a personality assessment or what?
A bunch of things. So personality assessment, she had me fill out a worksheet on what my values are. She had me fill out a worksheet on a personal mission statement. And then I read several books in between that she had me read. So figuring out what your passions are. Yeah. And afterwards, I really wanted to be able to answer that question within 3 to 5 minutes, an elevator speech on who I am as a leader, just like Mike asked me, and be able to kind of say, well, this is who I am.
Right.
And this is what I represent.
Okay.
It's a step-by-step approach.
What's your elevator speech then, guy? Here we go. Ready?
Oh, man.
what are a few of those points in that elevator speech? Of how you would answer that question now, if
now,
I guess.
Yeah. I would say I believe in you have to build your relationships. You have to put in the time. You have to build, and that's how you build your trust. And you have to go into being a leader to help develop others as well. So help give others opportunities to lead as well.
That's
so
great. That's perfect. And I know right now with students out, yeah, you can clap. It's fine. I balked on you there. Sorry. I went to clap and I pulled it back. Right now, like reflection has got to be like on the bottom of the list, right? And like reading a book about leadership, I know it. I graduated 3 years ago. That's in the bottom of my list. It will pay off for you in spades. I mean, I did kind of the same thing. My advisor from PT school is still on me. Never gives me any answer to question I ask. He always just gives me more questions, and I'm like pulling my hair out until I realized I was learning a lot more that way. But did a personality assessment based on her suggestion, and it helped a lot.
Yeah.
Like knowing, if you don't know who you are, who the heck are you going to help?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great story too about a patient interaction that that happened with you and a couple you're working in home health.
Yeah, home health. So I graduated from PT school in 97 and I was completely broke. I had to borrow money to move to Huntington, West Virginia because I was broke.
Wow.
They were paying a lot more money.
That's West Virginia,
yeah,
broke.
Yeah, but it's the best place. I had the best time of my life there. But anyway, so I had to do home health on the side. And what they usually do with newer grads is I had to go out to the rural areas, very poor areas. And so I went out there. This older couple didn't have anything, nothing at all. But the couple, salt of the earth people. So I treated this guy for quite a while. And afterwards, they wanted to give me something, but they didn't have anything. And so she reached in the cupboard and she gave me her favorite mug. And it's been 22 years ago and I still have that mug. I got coffee out of it this morning. Everything else I've lost in 22 years, I've never lost that cup. I've never broken that cup. It's always there and has an awesome message on it. And every time I look at that cup, I'm like, wow, this is why I got into the profession for this.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I love that story. Mm-hmm. Keep your eye. What I took from that was keep your eyes open for those situations that you get to impact someone's life, but really they impacted yours, and they're still doing that cup when you break it out. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned leadership books. Is there one that you'd recommend if a student was going to try to squeeze it in?
I would say, oh gosh, Above the Line. Above the Line is a simple, easy book. It's by Urban Meyer. It'll give you a leadership strategy. It's strategy to kind of follow a nice formula, and it'll really help you with your behavioral skills. Yeah. So I would say that.
Yeah. Who's a basketball coach, right?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer?
Yeah. No, volleyball.
Volleyball, that's it. You ready to do your parting shot?
Sure.
This is The Parting Shot.
Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, they're a movement company. Yes, they're the leaders in the world in kinesiology tape. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical for your medical provider discount. But they've also got the tools like rock blades, rock pods, rock floss to get your patients moving stronger, longer. How about the classes too? Yeah, movement classes as well. Check those online again at rocktape.com and rocktape.com/medical for your PT discount.
Parting shot, mic drop moment, or a sentiment you'd want to leave with the audience.
Remember somebody's name and say somebody's name. So in our fellowship, when we're mentoring, they have to say the patient's name 3 times. Because with all our patient satisfaction reports that we get back, every month they said my name, they remembered my name. Yeah. So if you can remember somebody's name and say their name, it'll take you far, let me put it that way.
It seems small, mm-hmm. but if you're paying attention, if you're not paying attention, mm-hmm. I'll do the opposite. If you're not even paying attention where the patient's name is, they pick up on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear it for Paul.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, we've got a few more student physical therapists coming up to the stage now. Let's hear it for these ladies. Man, I gotta get an entourage like that. That's pretty good. So. All right, ladies, introduce yourselves.
I'm Kara. I'm a third year, and I've lived in Ohio my whole life. I'm from southeastern Ohio near West Virginia, and I did my undergrad in athletic training in northeastern Ohio, and then now I'm here.
Now you're here.
I'm Kristen. I'm a second year.
O-N.
Is that better?
O-H.
I-O.
Is that better?
O-N.
O-N?
Yeah, on.
Oh. Sorry, you literally, okay, that's fine.
I'll edit this out.
Okay.
We're going to introduce yourself. There we go.
I'm Kristen. I'm a second year, and I'm from Chillicothe, Ohio, so a little bit smaller. Well, actually a lot smaller than Columbus.
So ladies, we bring you guys up to talk about something that you guys take pretty seriously here at The Ohio State University, but it's also a national and international initiative. What are you guys really excited about?
We're just really excited about service in general. We have our own service committee here at Ohio State, and so it's something that's really important to us. But then PT Day of Service, that international aspect is really important to be a part of as well. So we have our own service events throughout the year, but PT Day of Service is really a day to schedule a whole bunch of events throughout the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of Ohio State students at the National Student Conclave, right? You guys were out there? Show of hands. There you go. And you guys got to hear Josh D'Angelo's story, one of the guys who founded PT Day of Service. I didn't know part of that story. It was really, really unique. If you want to go and listen to that episode, this is me pimping my own show, in my own show, very meta. But it was really great to see that the why behind PT Day of Service. And the reason I wanted Josh to tell his story in that format was, for students coming in right now, there's just kind of always been PT Day of Service. But at one point, there wasn't PT Day of Service. He had to create it. What about service so far here at Ohio State has really, really excited you to the point where you're talking about it here on the show?
It's really nice to see, like, the impact even that we can make in those short few hours. Like, so for this year, we volunteered at a food pantry. We also went and served meals at a homeless shelter. And then we also volunteered at this, like, local community garden. And we just did a lot of stuff, like, at the garden, like, landscaping. And it's just, like, a really cool opportunity. And you can tell that the people are very appreciative. So it just, like, we build those relationships with them, and it makes us want to, like, come back. And it just kind of, it makes you feel good. You know, you're making an impact.
Yeah, that's got to feel really, just make some noise if you were part of that PT Day of Service. Good. So decent. How do you guys pick? Because you guys have done some different initiatives over the years through PT Day of Service. How do you guys pick?
I think it's mainly by feedback from the year before. So we tried, like, the farm that we helped out with, everybody loves that event. So we tried to make that happen again this year. But also, we just have a couple community partners, like I mentioned earlier, that we do events with throughout the year. So we try to coordinate with them as well, and then just based on student votes.
Some things that you guys have done in the past, I wanted to highlight these because these are different. You guys created holiday cards around Christmas and brought them to residents at Dodd Rehabilitation Hospital. You guys worked with the Ronald McDonald House Charities, which is near and dear to my heart. And I want to talk about the Laundry Project. The name kind of confused me, but it's really cool.
Yeah, so the Laundry Project is an organization where it helps low-income families, like, do their laundry. So they have these different events at laundromats, and people can come in, and the Laundry Project will pay for their laundry. They'll supply the detergent. They'll help them do it. And, like, those people, a lot of the times, like, they announce that those events are going to happen, but a lot of times the people, like, don't realize it. And so when they come in there and they realize that their laundry is going to be paid for, they're, like, really ecstatic about it. And so people, like, go, like, tell their friends, and then they'll bring their neighbors and their friends, and they'll all get their laundry done. And so it's a really cool experience.
It's a really, really good way to set someone up for success, right? Any of you guys ever backpack, like, in Europe or anything, or go camping for, like, you know, more than, like, two, not glamping, I mean, like, actual camping where you have to, like, bring your own food. And just that feeling of, like, just living in, I mean, I did it, living in dirty clothes. So when I first saw the name, I'm like, these guys are doing laundry? How does that relate? But that's a great way to work in the community. So good on you guys. What would you say to someone listening, or maybe first years who right now are just kind of, you know, bright-eyed and deer in headlights, of why they should get involved with PT Day of Service in the future?
Well, we have service requirements throughout our program. So we have our own student clinic. And so that's a great opportunity to be a part of physical therapy and serving underserved populations in the community, as well as having some service learning events. But these PT Day of Service events are something outside of the field of physical therapy. So it gives you another opportunity to just get out in the community, serve with your classmates or with your professors as well. That's always fun to have them there, or some other PTs just from the OSU system in general. So I think just taking that extra minute to invest in the community and just kind of hit on your values and, like, things that are important in life in general, and just get away from PT school.
So. Yeah. I think I said this at the top of the show. You start to see things that are themes that were not planned. We're talking about values. We're talking about getting something from, you know, doing something and having that resonate. And I think that was kind of throughout what all of you had actually brought. So good on you guys for doing that. Let's hear it for the ladies talking about PT Day of Service. Well done.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, six PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Built PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Built PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to,
period.
It's available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are heard. Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast,
the number one NPTE podcast
in the world.